Good afternoon and welcome now to the Midday Interview. Today I have Beverly Andrews with me. She is the concertmaster for the Wilmington Symphony. She's here in her role as the scholarship chair for the Thursday Morning Music Club. I have been hearing about the Thursday Morning Music Club for many, many, many years. I've never really known what it is, so we're about to find out, and then we'll find out about the scholarships this group gives out every year. So, Beverly Andrews, thank you for joining us today on the air.
Hi, Jamila.
First of all, what is the Thursday Morning Music Club? I know it's been around for a long time. What is it?
It's been around since 1924.
Wow.
That's 90 years. And long ago, they named it the Thursday Morning Music Club. And it actually should be called the Wilmington part of National Federation of Music Clubs. But we just keep the old name.
Huh. National Federation of Music Clubs. I didn't know there was such a thing.
Yes.
And so Wilmington has its own branch, but it's the Thursday Morning Music Club.
Yes. And the state chapter, the state president, is a part of the Wilmington Club.
How about
June Knox? For 4 years, she's been head of the state part of the National Federation of Music Club.
Now, how many people belong to the Thursday Morning Music Club here in Wilmington?
There are about 100 on the roll.
Really?
Yes. It's made up of local professional musicians and amateur musicians and people who just love music and want to get together the second Thursday morning of every month.
Now, see, I was picturing a group of, forgive me, society women sitting around with teacups in somebody's living room. I'm so wrong. My gosh, so like 100 members, so you must not meet in somebody's living room.
No, we meet at Grace Methodist Church at the corner of 4th and Grace in downtown Wilmington. And in the old days, I imagine it was ladies with teacups.
It probably was.
But it isn't now.
Not now. Maybe it was in 1924, but in 2014, it's larger and I wouldn't say more sophisticated, but broader and more inclusive. Mm-hmm.
And
apparently.
Definitely men.
Yes, it isn't just ladies.
No, professional musicians come in both.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Oh, good. All right. So now, when people hear about this, how do they join?
They can just come.
They just come.
Yes. 10:30, the second Thursday of every month.
Okay. And are there dues to belong?
A yearly due, but you don't have to pay that right up front. You can come and see if you like it.
If you keep on coming, then somebody's going to say, hey,
that's right.
Okay. Now, do they have, aside from the monthly meeting, let me ask first of all, what happens at the monthly meetings?
Well, we have a program where a musician performs. We've had barbershop quartets. We've had classical pianists. We've had French horns. It runs the gamut of any kind of music.
I think our friend Bob Workman, who's our program director here, came in and gave you samples of his beautiful tenor singing voice.
To rounding applause.
Yes, I'm not surprised by that. Wonderful. Now, let's talk about the scholarship that has been created by the Thursday Morning Music Club. It has been going on for quite some time. I think it's a yearly scholarship that's offered. Well, it's more than one. So tell us about that and what it is and who applies and all the goodies about that.
Okay. Well, the club started in 1924. And then 20 years later, they decided, let's give scholarships to encourage young musicians. So that's been going on for 7 decades. Jeez. Every year, we give out money to students in 11th and 12th grade who perform a classical musical piece by memory. And this year, we're giving out 2 $500 scholarships.
And I understand occasionally there's an additional $250 scholarship, sort of an honorable mention.
Yes, because the talent is so great. It is so difficult to choose who to give those scholarships to. Everyone entering, we wish we could give a scholarship.
Absolutely. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Beverly Andrews. She's here to talk about the Thursday Morning Music Club. She is a scholarship chair for that group, and they are about to give out 2 $500 scholarships pretty soon. So we'll talk about how people can apply and how that their programs are judged and all of that. Beverly Andrews is also the concertmaster for the Wilmington Symphony. So if you've seen this beautiful blonde woman playing violin and leading her part of the orchestra, she's making a terrible face right now, you have seen and heard Beverly Andrews. And I did ask Beverly before we came on the air, how did you get to be the concertmaster for the Wilmington Symphony? And your answer was?
Practice. Lots and lots of practice.
So it isn't about being a PhD or coming highly recommended by, I don't know, Yitzhak Perlman or something. You just practice till your fingers practically fall off, right? Okay. All right. So let's talk about who is invited to compete for these two scholarships. Who decides the winner? How that all happens?
You must be in 11th or 12th grade in high school, and you must live in New Hanover County or Brunswick or Pender County. And there will be two judges, and they are professional musicians. Each year they're different judges. But professional musicians know when music is good, and so it doesn't matter if you play the xylophone. If there isn't a xylophone judge, you still are judged musically.
How do students find out about this? Are teachers in the schools notified about this competition?
All the public school teachers have been notified by Georgia Haas, mm-hmm. who sent out multiple emails. It's been in the Star News. It's now on the radio. There's a network of piano teachers. They all know. The UNCW knows. As we are just rattling the bushes.
There you go.
To help any student that is musically gifted and ready to perform, we want to help you get on.
Now, is it all instrumentalists or can vocal students also apply?
Music is
music.
Music.
Wonderful. All right. So you said there are two judges. And when is the day of the competition?
March 1st, Saturday morning, 10 o'clock.
At Grace United Methodist Church. Okay. But now there's an application deadline right around the corner. Tell us what that is.
This Sunday, February 23rd. Now, you must get in your application.
Okay. Now, where do they get an application?
They get it online with me. You can email me.
Okay. So Beverly Andrews' Gmail is, her email account is beverlyhandrews@gmail.com. Again, beverlyhandrews@gmail.com. So if you are a student right now, a junior or senior in high school in Brunswick or New Hanover or Pender County, and you are interested in competing for one of these $500 scholarships, just email Beverly and she'll send you back an application, and then you can proceed from there and start practicing like crazy for that competition coming up Saturday morning on March 1st at 10 a.m. at Grace United Methodist Church.
Probably anyone who enters has been practicing like crazy for years.
I'm sure you're right.
It's hard to remember an email address over the radio, so you could also call the Wilmington Symphony office and just ask for Beverly's email address.
Right. And also, this interview will be posted on our website later today. And if not today, it will go up tomorrow. So just go to whqr.org. You can hear this whole conversation again. And on the website, we will also post Beverly's email, her email address that we just gave over the air. So if you forget it, it'll be right there on our website, whqr.org. Now, there's one other new wrinkle, which is a very beautiful little wrinkle this year. The scholarship now have a name.
Yes. Miriam Washauer was a violinist in town. She died this summer. And we have decided to name the contest after her. It will be from now on called the Miriam Washauer Memorial Scholarship Contest. She was head of it for over 30 years.
Oh, my.
She handed it off to me.
Wow.
And this March 1st would have been her 98th birthday.
Oh, my goodness. She had a good long life, didn't she?
So we're happy about naming it after her.
That's beautiful. And I've had her brilliant daughter, Mira Warshauer, on the air several times talking about her most recent compositions and where they've been performed. And some of them actually locally recently, Ocean Calling. And,
yes.
And was it, the other one was Earth Songs, was mm-hmm. it?
Yes. One was just last week.
Yes, yes. So a wonderful musical family. And I think that's just great to name the scholarship after Miriam Warshauer. Wonderful. Anything else you want to tell us about the Thursday Morning Music Club or the scholarship competition or anything else, mm-hmm. Beverly?
I'd like to invite the public to come. The scholarship competition is open to the public, and it is so enjoyable to see our top 11th and 12th graders perform.
Mm. In the past, how many students have appeared for the competition? I'm sure it varies from year to year, but
it varies. There are waves of talent, and so some years there's 12, and some years there's 4.
Wow, interesting.
So come on.
Do you have any idea this year how many have applied so far?
I do, and they're really good.
Uh-huh. How many so far?
So far, 4.
Okay. So let's get some more folks coming in there and an audience for you as well. Wonderful. And we just have 1 minute left. Beverly, tell us just a little something about your experience of being the concertmaster for the Wilmington Symphony. What is that like for you?
Oh, whoa.
In 1 minute.
Okay. Imagine that the sound of a symphony is like a huge wave coming through. And to be one of the musicians is like being a surfer that just glides on top of this powerful wave of sound. It makes your hair stand up on end.
Mm.
It's so beautiful.
I cannot imagine, having only been an audience member, what it's like to sit in the middle of that ocean up there on stage.
It's awesome.
And feel the, you know, the tidal surge and feel the ocean beneath your feet and beneath your surfboard as you're performing. How beautiful. That's a great analogy. Thank you.
Thanks, Jamila.
You've been listening to Beverly Andrews, concertmaster for the Wilmington Symphony and scholarship chair for the Thursday Morning Music Club. If you would like to apply for one of those scholarships, again, her email is beverlyhandrews@gmail.com.